I've always been amazed by large cities. I was born in New York, live in Philadelphia, but I've tried to make it my project to walk in great cities, Paris, London, Mexico City, Tokyo. The amazing aspect of cities and their lives, vertical, horizontal, lives of people, images, motion, colors, set me to a kind of drift, a kind of process, a kind of investigation. In some sense, it's always a recollection of other places, each city. It's also a kind of storytelling that I do to myself and for myself. And cities have always been to me as well, realms of music, realms of sound interpenetrating. The notion of going inside and outside, finding out about subway systems and buses intrigues me as well. So I'm constantly finding myself thinking about cities and how we invent them, or how they're invented for us, and how they're as much locations of personality and history and change. The city is what I go back to when I want to characterize all kinds of relations. And I realize, in some sense, that I also can get dizzy and disoriented in cities, and that's okay. And I also can find in cities so many unexpected and also so many painful and complicated areas and realms. But I keep going to cities nevertheless, and keep using them as an idea that drives me when I read, when I'm with people, and especially sitting in cafes, watching the world go by. People are always asking me this question as a teacher, and
I've always been
as someone involved in the arts by large cities.
Who's going to be the
I
famous
was born in
artists
New York,
100 years from now in Philadelphia? And what's going
But
to
I've tried to
last?
make it my
I
project
think it's a walk
completely the wrong
in
question.
great cities, Paris,
For all of my life,
Mexico
I've had
City,
the
Tokyo.
extraordinary fortune of
The amazing
living around
aspect of cities and their
artists and people
lives,
and creativity
vertical
and the
and
energy.
horizontal lives
Transformation
of
of
the
people
world,
through
images,
art.
motion, colors.
So I always answer that
Set
the
me
question is
to
pretty irrelevant,
kind of
then the important
drift,
one is
a
who is
kind of
around
process,
us
a kind of
and what kind of work
investigation.
they do
In
and
some
how they
sense,
do it over
it's always
their
a
lifetime.
recollection of other
I
places,
do
each
think that
city.
we don't spend
It's
enough
also
time
a kind of
thinking about
storytelling
living
that I do to
artists
myself.
and the
For
whole of their
myself.
career. I
And
tend to
cities
write about
have always been
people's
to me
creative
as well
work and each
realms of
piece
music, realms of
and
sound
notes,
interpenetrating.
rehearsals,
The notion of
productions,
going inside,
revisions,
outside, finding out
as a way of
about
both keeping sense of
subway systems
who's doing what and how
buses
their lives and how their
intrigues me as
ideas
well.
and how their
So I'm
craft
constantly finding
and how their
myself
imagination works, thinking
over
of a
on
long period of
cities
time,
and
and we invent them,
I think
and
that's
how they're
maybe a
invented
way
for
for
us.
us,
Can think about art
and how they're
not as much,
of course,
as
locations
individual
and
masterpieces
personalities
or
and
singular
history
works that reveal
change.
something. Now, I like looking at cities
All of the
that I
writing
go back
of a
to
poet,
when
looking
I
at
want
all
to
of the painting,
characterize
well,
as
as
much as one can all kinds of relations,
listening to all of the music
and I realize, in some
of a
sense,
given composer,
that
which is
I
an
also can get
extraordinary
dizzy
aspect of
and
how
disoriented in
we live
cities, and that's
today,
okay.
in that we can get
And I also our hands on, cities. Our ears on.
So many.
The many works we give an artist.
And also so many painful
so,
and complicated.
The question of who will last is also the question of how long.
But I keep going to cities nevertheless.
I will last using them in this accumulation of work.
Drives me.
Which, of course, fills up my shelves and fills up my basement and fills up my iPod and laptops now. And one of the only inhibiting factors is how much money I have to spend on all of this work. But nevertheless, it's amazing to be in touch with living artists and the work they do. People are always asking me this question as a teacher and
I've always been
as someone.
One of the things we constantly encounter.
Who's going to be the famous artists 100 years
the notion
now,
of and, yeah.
and what's going
the
to
happen? Discussion of imagination.
My project.
I think it's one of those sort of incidental,
necessary concepts
for all of my life.
Notions
extraordinary
that
fortune of
have been around through all of history and culture,
and people,
and especially directly related to work and
transformation
the arts
of the
and
world,
science
images, through art emotions,
and everything else.
Color.
So
we
well,
always
don't
that. Set me
often
the
enough
irrelevant
reflect on
important one
what exactly
around
imagination and what might be
do.
And
how
where
do
it's
it.
Located,
time,
how it
other place
functions or elaborates itself.
Don't spend enough
it's also
time
a kind of
thinking about
cognitively or in performance
career. I tend
or
to
write
about.
As we dream
creative as well,
or reflect
work,
or where language is located in our movement and gestures
and
language.
Production
so I have found myself
outside,
sort of separating out the concept of creativity, imagination,
and
unconscious thought,
and how
production,
how
living
imagination works,
thinking
and
a long period
of time,
and how
pursuing.
We invent them.
The notion,
and I think that's maybe a way
the idea
we
of imagination,
art, and how they're
and
not as much
conceiving of it
as much for myself, and
is
in relation to thinkers,
feel something.
Whether
now,
it's Shakespeare,
like looking at
cities of the writing, or philosophers,
looking
at
all
the Sartre, Bachelard,
Bakhtin,
all kinds of relations,
listening
or
to all of the music,
writers
I
who I admire,
in some sense,
and
the
poet composer,
that,
I,
which is
I
an
seek out acts of imagination.
We live today,
I'm endlessly fascinated by the surreal
also
hands
on
our ears
on
who privileged
so
imagination
works
for long
love,
and
also so many
eroticism.
The
question of who will last is also the question of
delirium
and
dreams,
or I will last.
Using
in that sense, that imagination is a special,
which
undefinable
shelves,
category,
and
fills up my basement,
and
also something that
we
possess, each of us, in laptops individually,
and one of the only
sustains me.
And
one idea that
I
found,
but nevertheless, it's amazing,
persists in my thinking,
artists and the work they do.
More and more. I doubt that I'll ever wind up defining imagination, but that's okay.
People are always asking me this question as a teacher, and
I've always been
as someone.
One of the things we constantly encounter.
Who's going to be the famous
artist 100 years
the notion
now,
of,
and,
yeah. and what's going
the
to
discussion
happen?
We would
imagination.
Talk. For hours.
I think it's one of those sort of incidental
questions.
In just about everything I write all of my life,
and
any
long
conversation that I
have been around through all of
I tend to read
culture
that phrase
and
especially sentence directly.
We would talk
work
for hours
and
science
through
I think the first time I used it
so
we
always
don't was often enough referring to my conversations with my uncle when I was a child,
imagination
and
what my
and how on Saturday morning
where
I would visit him,
how it
and we would talk in his back room
or elaborates itself
in Washington Heights in Manhattan,
thinking about
cognitively while he smoked cigarettes
in performance
shells lined with
or
the works of Thoreau and Paine Nietzsche, Mark Twain, D.H.
Lawrence,
and
others. Located
of course, I didn't have any idea of language at first, who all these writers were.
Sort of
my uncle and I would talk the concept of on and on, he and his philosophy and thought, and political thought, and his end-living fascination with writing.
Pursuing
years later,
the notion, I think that's maybe
in college and high school, among friends, for somehow I always would find people with whom
myself
I could talk. And we would talk for hours,
thinkers,
sometimes, whether not only one-on-one, Shakespeare,
but in groups,
all
of the writing,
or
it makes me find an extraordinary value in the
sense of talk,
team, all kinds
and how,
or
it delivers, who I admire,
and
poets oneself to the moment,
seek out an act
of how, like in this act here,
and
more monologue,
this
talk,
the
unexpected imagination along the idea drifts in.
So,
Cage, of course, was known as a great talker.
Is also the question of
delirium. I can listen to his voice for quite some time.
In that sense, that imagination was special,
which
undefined
talk
category.
Builds up my basement,
constructs
and also something that
and undoes them,
each of us,
and flows between people,
and one of the only
sustains
is an idea
that one idea
I can almost see,
I found,
but nevertheless, it's amazing,
persists
and engage
in
with,
an artist in
and very much is a
part
of who I am,
I doubt that I'm
and the ideas that I carry on
imagination.
We would talk for
okay.
hours. I wind up saying that a lot.
People are always asking me this question as a teacher, and
I've always been
as someone.
One of the things we constantly encounter,
who's going to be
the
artists 100 years
the notion
now,
of,
and what's going to
discussion.
Lag.
We
of
would
imagination
talk for hours.
I think it's one of those sort of incidental
questions. In just about everything I write,
all of my life,
if you read any much
of
John Cage's work,
been around through all of
and actually if you listen to this
and
that
sentence,
piece,
we would
how to get started
for hours.
Change is
I think
the
first
subject that he explores
was,
of course, Cage referring to my living through the period of the late 20th century
when I was a child,
experienced and saw and witnessed and was on top of
the
notion of change.
How it
and
talk,
wanted that to be both
room,
part of
don't spend
in Washington
time.
Heights and
his
creative work
about
and music,
smoke
cigarettes.
But he also wanted
Shell's line with
very much
right, as did
the works of
Thoreau
and
colleagues,
and well,
Nietzsche,
the
intellectual
Mark
mentors
Twain,
he followed,
language,
like Buckminster Fuller.
Of course, I
somehow
had an idea
like grasp. This vast, sense of change.
Sort of
my uncle and I,
and
its implications, on and on. He and his music, he wrote music of changes,
but
for one thing,
and his end living.
He looked at changes in the arts. He saw about
years
later,
the notion
I think that's
maybe
in college,
in terms
of the kind
of
concept
of
somehow
change,
always
would
find
of
Eastern philosophy.
I could talk.
And we would
stand
for hours, his work
whether
on that,
Shakespeare,
and group Chinese philosophy, etc.
It
makes me, change itself is becoming so crucial, almost numbing,
and
how in this era of internet, media culture,
oneself,
technology,
out
of how, like
and
that is something that is both awesome and frightening.
The unexpected.
I think we're all coming to this point as well, where
Cage, of course,
the sense of history
talker,
the sense of long periods of time,
I can listen to his voice,
the sense of multiple and multiplicitous changes, are subsumed by the very
talk
we're in a moment. Seems like every day,
and on
the where change
and
flows
between people
surrounds us,
sustains
as
an idea,
and in fact,
where
we cause changes ourselves. And so, this is an idea that one has to get a hold of at a certain point, and maybe
ideas
no more dramatically
we would talk
than at this time.
Hours.
I wind up saying that a lot.
People are always asking me this question as a teacher.
One of the ideas that this entire project with John Cage is how to get started provokes
notion of
is the very idea of idea. Almost seems silly.
Sort of incidental,
but in when you begin to think about it, if you read what is an idea, oh, there are everyday ideas. I think I'll go to dinner tonight, or I have an idea, let's think about a way to change our days. But Cage, I think, had in mind a more living through the period of the late 20th century
when I was a child.
Involved notion of ideas that notion of change was so particular to him and historical time, which was a time when ideas about new music, ideas about painting and art, ideas about politics, and the very idea that the individuals he followed were, on an everyday level, engaged in this kind of exchange of ideas. I think much more so than now, although probably ideas
he wrote music of change
pass back and forth
on
the internet rapidly. But idea itself seems to be something, especially a personal idea, or an idea that becomes part of one's creative work, or writing, or thinking in one way or another, seems to be a little bit more demanding. Certainly Cage and Cage's ideas are a little bit demanding. Change itself is not quite theory. They're certainly not almost a philosophy. Although they are based upon theoretical notions and philosophies, they're based upon writings of people who had grand ideas, from Buckminster Fuller to more
unexpected,
I think we're all experiential ideas like Thoreau. As for what ideas might be in music, Cage's and other people's music,
a sense of
it's a really intriguingly open question,
subsumed by the very fact.
And how far does an idea go? Is it meant to be provisional or a project? Is it meant to be something that sustaining
surrounds us?
I guess I've tried to select here ideas that have been persistent for me. And also ideas that reflect this moment,
hold of at a certain point.
Either which way, it certainly has been a provocation to figure out how to get started and select, well, 10 ideas.
People are always asking me this question as a teacher.
One of the ideas that this entire project with John Cage is how to get started provokes is the very idea of idea. Cage himself and his writing and music, when you begin to think
very important
in me, someone who I came
what is an idea
on,
well, there are
unexpected everyday
one night,
I think I'll go to dinner in Ohio,
or I have an idea
many years ago. Think about Cage was reading from his note cards, chained while Merce Cunningham walked behind him, and I had never seen
but Cage,
nor
I think
imagined anything like that before. I was in college
when I was a child.
Thereafter, I began reading his work and everything else that I could get my hands on,
and
the people he mentioned,
which was a time
some of whom I knew,
ideas
of whom I'd never heard of,
ideas about painting and art.
And so Cage is a significant figure and an idea.
And the very idea that,
for me,
individuals,
but then Cage is also one
on an everyday level,
many artists and writers
engaged in this kind of exchange
of ideas, been with me,
I think much more so than
you to be with me, although you read
probably
ideas
he wrote music of change,
the obvious people, Baudelaire and Rimbaud, on the internet, Shakespeare, Dostoevsky, rapidly listen to Charles
Ives.
and subtlety again and again,
especially a personal idea,
or an idea that becomes part of some creative work, rewatching writings or thinking in one way or another.
Seems to be a little bit
Marx Brothers,
more demanding,
as well,
certainly
as
Cage.
And Cage's ideas are a little bit demanding.
Novels
change
are
itself is
not quite deeply important to me.
They're certainly not. And I never am without, although Life and Opinions of the Aristotelian Shanty by Lawrence
based upon writing.
And I always return somehow to the right ideas.
Julio Cortázar,
the great Argentinian writer, as well as his
experiential ideas,
equally influential writer, Jorge Luis Borges.
As for what ideas might be in
privately,
Cages,
I often wander back into intriguingly
open
my collections of
by the very
and how far does other writers, Guillaume Apollinaire,
the provisional
which object
is it meant to be something that sustaining
surrounds us?
In a sense,
I guess I've
these
tried
are
to
all
ideas for me,
that have been
as well as listening to the music,
and also ideas that
hundreds of
reflect
this moment,
composers
and friends.
Either which way, it certainly has been
set me off in different directions.
Figure out how to get started
and select, well,
wind up
10 ideas.
One of the ideas that this entire project with John Cage is how to get
from
started.
Time provoked to time, I have had this
idea of idea.
Cage himself, certain
writing
for music,
order
was very important in me. Someone, organization,
what is an idea
on,
well, there are
imposed on us,
night,
and we think of follow them without no question.
Or I have an idea
many years ago.
Now,
Cage was reading from
in part the idea of rethinking structure is just a way of getting.
And I had never
to another
seen
perception or imagined
mind
anything like that before.
And sometimes rethinking a structure or thinking about
in
a structure reveals something
reading
about what it is and everything else I see. And since I'm so involved with language to a great degree, I've often thought about alphabets, the alphabet I'd never heard of,
and particularly
about its order.
So Cage is a significant figure and an idea.
And now, in so many recent books and texts, there's a tendency to use the alphabet.
One more
and I have had the great fortune to perform with Bill Duckworth,
been with me,
Nora Farrell, and so
then you
now, Gene Tierney,
although you read probably
Stuart Dempster's and others in a band called Cathedral, where I play a character called the Chronicler.
Listen to Charles.
And the idea is that the chronicler is this storyteller who's been around for a long time and was a witness to events like the rewatching, ratings, building of the pyramid charts. And one of the things that the chronicler does is constantly reorganize the alphabet.
Novels
as if
change itself is
not by defining a new alphabet,
and I never
he would come out without with a new life and opinion
perception
from
a shanty.
And so I literally
writing,
and I always
formulated
somehow my own writing
personal
pleocorps of the alphabet,
and more
as well as
Q, Z,
older,
A, ideas,
well,
J,
influential writer,
S,
Jorge
Luis
Borges,
T,
in
privately,
C, and so on. The idea was both comic, but also became kind of useful as a way of
writers
undoing the expectation that I might have of myself of how
these are all
to figure
ideas
a process. So I was listening to the music.
I worked through
this
alphabet,
and I'm not sure
who's
at all whatever will become of it, but it certainly is my own alphabet, and everyone, I'm coming to believe, should have one.
One of the ideas that this entire project with John Cage is how to get
from
started.
Time provoked
to time,
I have had this
idea of idea
for our cage of self,
certain forms of order was very important to me.
Someone
an organization
what is an idea
on
well, there are
imposed on us,
day,
and yeah, we follow them. He did mention that
many years ago.
I have this character called incarnate idea of rethinking structures.
Just
away. And one of the
and I had
utterances that he makes
mind
anything in performance,
and sometimes
rethinking a structure or thinking about
it's
a structure
all
via relation about what it is.
You'll hear that again.
And since I'm so involved with life,
and this character, and I guess
I've often thought of myself, I'm always trying to figure out the relationships,
its
order, the connections, the codes that
now
in so many
one set of ideas to another,
one set of
and I have had
experiences,
fortune
to another
form.
One set of
Bill Duckworth
signs or symbols
or
another.
Gene Tierney.
I'm fascinated, of course,
there's
others by the logic of dreams, and also even the way in which
the chronicler
systems of
the ideas.
Chronicler is this
storyteller
who's been around
far
over time and
who's
a witness to events like
extenuated
rewatching
or below the surface
of consciousness
and
the
way in which musical thinking and visual
and one of the things that the chronicler
does
places objects
reorganized
in relation to each other.
Novels
as if
Cage, of course,
by
wanting
to
have sound,
he would come up
without
existence
in and of
themselves
and in
relation to the given
performance
situation,
somehow
my own
personal,
and he also created scores and
as well as
cues,
Z,
instructions for texts and performances that contributed to
my
different types of relations
and so on.
The idea was both common
and it almost becomes
but also
became
kind of useful
as
a way of undoing,
moving about
the expectation
as you
that I might have
myself,
the relation between
two
figures,
often
disparate
elements.
Listening to the music,
I worked through this.
Not surprisingly, I like poetry,
and
it's
not sure
about all unexpected relations
and
connections,
but
it's not unexpectedly my own
alphabet,
and everyone,
I
mean to believe, should have one.
One of the ideas that this entire project.
One of my oldest and most wonderful friends, Armand Schwerner, poet, translator, great talker,
certain
form
music
order, was studying Zen for years. And on one occasion, I asked him, he did mention that.
Many years ago,
if one needs a
teacher,
he said, well, there are just
the
certain things you can't find out on your own
in performance.
And sometimes, I thought that was a great answer,
it's all
there, but I'm not the kind of person
you'll hear
who
that again.
And since I'm so involved in this character,
or
at least not in my
discipline,
I'm always trying to figure out.
It's
funny how
it's
to be a teacher also makes you want to stay away from
codes that
now
in so many
one set
of ideas.
But we worked
to another
and talking
one
and his wonderful
and I had
loft apartment on Staten Island looking one
set
of
Bill Duckworth
signs. And I asked him, well, what about the higher teachings? I'm fascinated.
I wasn't
even sure
why
the logic
of
teachings might be.
And also even...
And he said, well, those are inaccessible.
Systems
of the
idea.
Teacher.
Chronicler is this storyteller. I trust Armand Harr in time, and was a witness. Extraordinarily extenuated, still do. Below the passed away many years ago. Musical thinking and vision. And I thought about that for a long time. And I guess I kept asking him in relation about higher teachings in one framework or another. And he would have comic or profound things to say back to me. And in relation, and I came to think that in some sense, Armand helped me,
and he also created scores and
see things
as well as
think about
instructions
and texts that I couldn't that about myself contributed to my different. I began at some point to look at my own work and almost become over the years and to find in it different things that I hadn't seen before.
Undoing, moving about
the expectation
as you think might have it myself.
So it seems in the end, often disparate. This idea of seeing not what you can't see yourself,
poetry,
and being told that you can, probably a really deep and rich sign of having had the fortune to be with a great teacher.